Hey, welcome to Razzle Dazzle, a podcast about video games and pop culture with an emphasis on our favorites.
All right, it's Razzle Dazzle time. We're your hosts, Broed and Patrick Broera.
Hell yeah.
That's our co-host, Tatum Broats.
Let's go.
And that's our sound bro, Broson.
Coming at you live from the United States of America.
Guys, this f***ing game. I want to start this episode by going back to when I found this game. I was just starting to be a video game fan. I got my first laptop, like $300 laptop that couldn't run any of the games I wanted to play except for Minecraft.
Lovely.
And then one day I was like, I don't want to play Minecraft anymore. I want to get something new.
Blasphemy!
And I went on the Steam store and was looking around, and I saw a game where called Broforce with American flags and a metal eagle as its logo. And when you click on this trailer, there is hard guitar music, heavy guitar music, explosions everywhere, massive chaos. And I was like, I gotta get this shit. And it is by far one of the most played games I have played in my life.
Okay, this is very strange because in our Top Gun episode, you criticized the military-industrial complex and this hyper-masculine sort of vibe. And you also pick, like, super artsy movies like Blade Runner. But then you hit us with the Broforce.
I think it's because it's satire.
It's such good satire.
It's like a parody.
Yep. Yeah.
It seems like such an anti-Patrick.
I really liked it because it is a satire of these things. If Broforce took itself seriously,
yeah,
I wouldn't care about Broforce. But it's every single aspect of this game is just mocking this image of America. And it's amazing. I mean, going down to, like, because we were talking about Top Gun, military-industrial complex. In that episode, I mentioned how it influenced a lot of movies of its time in the 80s and 90s. Guess what? In this game, you play as 80s and 90s, a few early 2000s action heroes, all named after this sort of, like, bro theme.
Yeah.
And some of these names are amazing.
They're great.
There's the names. There's the text when you're flying around choosing levels. Every country is just like a version of a stan. So yeah. You have, like, even when a country, so there's Pakistan in the game,
right?
But then you can also go to, like, Malaysia and it's Malaysia stan, and you go to every single country, or almost half the countries in this game are
except
just
America.
Except for America are just stan versions of their own name. It's just so silly. The commander you have, like, the way he talks, I pulled up the little voice clip. And so this is the guy that is, like, commanding you to go places, and then the gameplay itself only, like, builds this up even more, because you are, like, a lone guy going at an entire village full of terrorists, quote terrorists. I mean, they're just, like, even the terrorist aspect of this game is just these silly little goons who are so f***ing dumb. So f***ing dumb. They don't move when they see you. They shoot one bullet every 10 seconds, but they're still kind of threatening because any of those one bullets kills you instantly.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm rambling, but I do just love how all of these aspects of this game make a, like, chaotic, fun, goofy game. I've played this game for so many hours. It's me and my brother's favorite game. We constantly come back to this game. Co-op playing this game is, like, one version of the game. Playing by yourself is another version of the game. And it's so fun. I can't get enough of this game.
For people who don't know, this game is basically, like, Contra, Bullet Hell, masculine turbo stuff or whatever, right?
Yeah, so a lot of explosions.
Yeah.
There's explosive barrels.
It's like Michael Bay directed a video game.
Yeah.
It's like if Michael Bay directed Terraria.
Yeah. The entire map is destructible, so as things are blowing up, the map is falling apart, but there's also, like, you can shoot your way, you can shoot your tunnels through the level.
Yeah.
So if you decide you don't want to fight
it.
Anything, you
yeah.
can just go down and then just shoot bullets through the entire bottom side of the level.
Oh,
I kind of wish you can shoot diagonally or vertically.
Some characters can.
Really?
Yeah. You have, like, Brochetti, who can throw, he uses special to throw machetes in diagonal directions. But the challenge of the gameplay is that, like, you need to fight horizontally against enemies who are better than you at fighting horizontally. So there's also a sort of like puzzle platformer aspect of it.
Yeah.
Because you can't just like run and kill. You can just run forward killing everybody, but you will eventually die.
Yeah.
But you have to, there's a sort of puzzle aspect of it. It's like, oh, I can try to brute force my way through. I can also look at the terrain, realize there's an explosive barrel on the roof for some reason that I can push down onto these guys, then clear that way a little faster. I have this special that allows me to blow up this thing, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's a fun game because you're not just like, haha, killing terrorists, fun, fun, fun. But there is like all, in seriousness, this like puzzle aspect of the game where you have to think ahead of what you're going to do or else you will get punished for dumb decisions. When you do get punished though, hilarious.
There's been multiple times where I'm just trying to run and gun through a stage and I'm just there for like 30 minutes just repeating, just dying over and over and over again until I like find some other new way to do the thing, or I just managed to get lucky.
Yeah. I love when you're having trouble.
Yeah.
I love when you're having trouble with the levels, and whenever you restart the level, he'll usually be like, let's go!
Yeah.
But then when you start losing over and over again, he'll start trying to get more encouraging. So he'll give like a longer, let's
come
go,
on, bro!
Yeah. And it's like, you can do it! And he just like constantly builds up his energy. And there's one where he just straight up screams as you start the level. The energy of this like narrator character like makes the game for me. I have an entire like 3-minute video full of all of his voice lines. This guy is constantly talking to you throughout the entire game. You have the music going off. I'm just gonna keep rambling because it's so good. I have no structure for this because there's no structure.
There is no structure. It's testosterone explosions, gun shooting, violence.
Structure is whips.
Yeah, that's what this game is all about.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the boss screens, too.
Yeah.
So at the end of every level, there's a boss. And these bosses start from being just kind of like generic. Like,
guy in
this
a
is a helicopter. Mm-hmm. This is an artillery cannon that shoots terrorists. But then you get to like later levels and you have like the megacopter. Rather, megacopter. Yeah. Because he's compensating for some.
Yep.
You have their like little sky fortress, which is literally just a TV screen of the devil.
Oh, yeah.
And the devil is the main antagonist.
Of course it is.
When you start getting to later levels, aliens start showing up.
Like
the game
Xenomorphs.
Kind of implies that the devil is involved in some way. Human sacrifices summon these aliens or something.
Is what's more anti-Christian American than the devil?
Exactly. The final levels of this game, America literally just turns into hell.
Yeah.
When you spoilers,
I mean,
this game's
like
been out for like 10 years.
La 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 la.
When you
covering the headphones.
When you finally kill Satan at the end of the game, you have a moment where you get to pay your respects. You go to Satan's grave. You walk up to the grave, and then it says press K to pay your respect, or press fire to pay your respects. You press the button. And he starts to piss on the grave.
Yep. Rambo specifically.
Satan. He just streaks it with his piss, and it goes on for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it takes a
he
while.
He was holding it in for a long time.
He was ready for this moment.
Yeah.
It's so silly. I play this game a lot with my brother, as I mentioned. Playing co-op in this game is like a whole nother energy. Because I play this game for so long, I have this like expertise of this game. I know where bugs are. I know where like the best strategies to get through a level safely are. But sometimes I'll just let my brother go off and try his best at something. Watch him like die in a silly way where he like there's just like one terrorist who saw him. And again, they shoot like a bullet every 10 seconds. And my brother will sit there waiting for the bullet, get impatient, and then start charging forward. And that's when the guy shoots the bullet and kills him. And then I'll have moments where like I will show my brother like cool tech in the game. There's propane tanks all over the game. And when you shoot a propane tank, it flies in the direction it's facing and explodes.
Mm-hmm.
You can knock over a propane tank to face horizontally, hop on the propane tank, fly forward, and you keep the momentum zooming through the entire level. The first time, there's a specific level that I know the exact route to where you can beat the level in like 5 seconds. And so I was like, I let my brother go off and die stupidly. And I was like, don't worry, man, I got this. I go and I zoom through the level in 5 seconds. He's like, bro, what? It's just like this silly little dynamic because if you know the game, there's tons of cool shit you could do. If you don't know the game, it's hilarious because you'll die in stupid funny ways. An explosive barrel will fall on top of you because your friend shot it because you're next to it. You can kill your teammates if you're just smart enough about these explosive barrels and shit. Some terrorists will fly out of nowhere on a motorcycle with a suicide bomber. It's so... and chaotic.
I love it. It sounds like my everyday life as an American. I often ride
propane.
That's
the most American out of all of us.
That is so damn true, and I'll wear that proud.
You literally walked in with McDonald's today, dude.
I did.
Loving it. Loving America.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I would have that narrator in my head constantly. I would like
I
that.
Wish
I would
he
like
narrated
that.
My life.
Yeah.
Or even just gave me encouragement when I needed it. Like right before I'm about to like start like a test. Mm. And then it's just like I hear faintly in my head, you can do it.
You can't have it faintly.
If he was like your inner monologue, so it's like, oh, I'm really sad. That's just constantly in your head. I would kill to be a fly on the wall during that recording.
Yes.
But the director's like, I feel like you could do just a little bit more. And he's like, okay, I'll give it my best shot. Let's go!
He's like the most passive guy you've ever met.
Probably.
He's probably like Kevin Conroy, a really milquetoast guy.
Oh, right?
But then when you get him in the studio, he turns into this.
I literally thought when he first played the sound clip, I thought it was you, Joe, talking.
Joe was doing a really good one earlier before we started the recording where he was just saying Broforce.
Broforce!
It's like he's almost there already.
You were the blueprint.
I am the blueprint, yeah, because I'm your typical audience. You're a white
You're
American male.
You know,
right?
It was originally called Joe Force.
For the viewers, Joe just popped off to that one.
Oh, yeah. I like that it parodies these movies and this action genre stuff because for the longest time, they were just that. They were just like pandering to the coolest explosions, to the coolest guys, the coolest actors and stuff. Like the A-Team.
I literally was like going to say that.
Rambos 2, 3, and 4. The mm-hmm. Mortal Kombat, Commando.
Terminator.
Yeah,
Kill
so
Bill,
many of these things.
Blade. Yeah.
So many of these things get away with not particularly having a story.
Yeah.
Just having a cool lead actor doing cool stunts accompanied by cool visual effects. Mm. And that, when you lack skill or talent to write anything, that's a formula for success.
I think the best part of the games is the characters.
Yes, I do agree. I actually have a game for you that aspect. So the characters in this game are all like bro versions of the names as we did for the intro of this. So you have the Brominator and Rambro and Command Bro.
Broden.
Broden. All of these fantastic names. But I felt like we were lacking representation of our generation in this. So I decided to bring you all here to bro up some modern action cinema characters.
Ooh.
I have the characters here, protagonists of their series or singular movies, and we're just going to try to figure out what's the best bro name for them.
Gotcha.
Let's bro.
Let's bro. So starting out, we have, of course, you can't go without him, John Wick from John Wick.
Bro Wick.
Bro Wick. Probably.
John Bro.
John Brick.
John Brick.
Whoa.
Well, like, it would have to be like a Keanu Reeves render, right? But super muscular, like more muscular than
he
already
all is. Muscular.
Yeah.
Keanu Bro. Keanu Reeves.
I
feel like
Bro-anu?
Bro Wick is probably the, because the Wick part
Bro Wick
is the part of his name
part,
that's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
damn. Okay. So you gotta be like, Bro Wick.
Bro Wick is simple.
We already have Keanu as Neo, so like.
Right,
yeah,
but that's
yeah,
young
yeah.
Keanu.
Yeah.
I think he looks a lot better with the facial hair.
That's fair.
There's a few famous actors that have multiple characters in this game. So Chuck Norris has two characters.
Yeah.
Arnold.
He has two, three, maybe?
Rambo.
Yeah. He's got a lot of
Sylvester
characters.
Sylvester Stallone
has a lot of characters, too.
That's what I meant. See, I forget that, you know, I forget that Sylvester's name is Sylvester. I just think.
Jared, what the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, shit, he's here.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Sly. How are you?
Nightmares.
It's been a while, man.
She puts one eye open, you son of a bitch.
When was the last time you were on an episode? During our Rambo episode? Episode 40-something?
You don't pay me enough to come here consistently.
We don't pay you. You don't get paid at all, man.
All right, I think he left.
Yeah, he heard about the pay and he left.
Yeah, he's trying to get that bag. I respect it.
Now, I have some more modern action films. For those of you who know Henry from Hardcore Henry, the first-person action movie.
That movie was so... I like the concept, but it gave me motion sickness.
It was a great idea.
Hard Bro Henry.
I almost said that, but that was like Brocore Henry.
Brocore Henry.
I like that. I like that. We're going to keep Brocore Henry. We have Max Rokitansky from Mad Max.
We already have Bromax. That's Bromax, man. That already exists.
Which character is he?
That's Bromax. It's a Mac Rocket Tennessee.
What does he
from
do?
Mad Max.
What does he do in the game? I don't remember this.
I don't. No.
Oh my god.
Gonna
I'm looking this up right now.
Bro
Boys.
Activate bro mode.
He has a boomerang. He has a shotgun.
Oh, you're right.
Come
you
on.
You can't argue with each other. You gotta remember who the
ammunition,
real threat is.
3 damage. 4 range. 8 blocks.
Did you just pull up the Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll skip that one. He's already in the game. I didn't do enough research.
Come on, bro.
Next, we have Baby from Baby Driver.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say, like, Boss Baby. I was like,
Boss Baby.
He's already
modern
bro.
Action classic.
Yeah.
Boss Baby.
Alec Baldwin. Alec Brodlin.
God, that's such a
Alec
good movie.
Brodwin.
Baby. Broby?
Baby.
Baby bro?
Broby
bro
driver.
Hey, bro?
Broby driver.
Broby driver.
Broby driver.
Broby driver.
Broby driver.
Broby driver.
I like Broby driver.
Yeah.
It's silly.
That's funny.
Okay. We have Cobb from Inception. Leonardo DiCaprio's character.
Cobb?
I forget his
C-O-B?
Name.
It's
Cobb. I
oh,
just say
Cobb. Leonardo DiCaprio bro.
DiCaprio bro.
But that's not like his character. But his name is
Decapitation bro.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo
I don't know.
DiCaprio bro bro bro.
Leo doesn't play that many action people. Other than like Cobb and
real
I guess
DiCaprio.
The one guy,
I think,
the one
like,
guy from Revenant.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. His name makes a good pun, but like
Leo DiCaprio bro.
Mm.
I'm just throwing stuff at
like
the wall,
character.
Seeing what sticks.
Mm. Yeah, I don't
it's
remember
Cobb,
enough
it's just
about
like, Cobb bro.
He doesn't get greenlit, is what I'm hearing.
Bro, Cobb
bro.
Yeah, no,
no,
no.
Get him
sorry,
out.
Sorry, Leo.
All
right. Next up, this one should be pretty easy. Jason Bourne from the Bourne films.
Jason Bro.
Broson Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
Jesus Christ, it's Brayson Bourne.
Oh my gosh, Jesus Christ as a Broforce character?
I mean, he's
yeah.
in the game.
Is he?
Oh, wait,
he is.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't know about the good ending?
Oh, from the
Bro.
The Bro
Bro.
Yeah, from First Brolythians.
That should be an unlockable character. Honestly.
Christ.
Like, bro.
If they have the devil, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be powerful if, like, in that final boss fight, you unlock
one hit.
Jesus Christ.
That would be really funny.
And
he
you
comes
also
out
have
with, like,
kill...
eagles and sunglasses.
And then after that, you get to kill Brodus.
Oh my,
oh my God.
Instead of eagles, it's doves with sunglasses on.
Of course.
Yes. Yes.
Boom.
Okay.
They should hire us.
So we're going with Jason Brone. Is what I heard.
Bourne, Brome, yeah.
Brayson.
Okay. I said Brayson Bourne.
Yeah, you did.
But
Brayson Bourne, Broson Bourne.
There's nothing more bro force than democracy.
Because
so if I'm voted out, I'll be fine with it.
Because Bourne is like the key part of his name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Brayson or Broson Bourne.
Cool.
Something like
yeah.
that. Yeah. Okay. Next up, we have Leonidas the First from 300.
Leonidas the Bro.
Brodenitis.
Bronitis?
Bronitis.
No, Brodenitis. Because Bronitis sounds like it's some sort of disease you take a morning after pill for.
Wild. True, but wild.
Okay, I do. Brodenitis is what you're saying?
Brodenitis.
That sounds more like a disease.
Yeah.
Brodenitis. Brodenitis does sound like a disease.
Bronitis.
Broitis
versus
Brodenitis.
Okay, they both. Sound.
I think the din adds some sort of mythological flair to it.
What about Leonibro?
Leonibro
the First.
Leonibro the First. There we go. There
yeah.
we go. I think everyone likes that one.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have semi-obscure character Lorraine Broughton from Atomic Blonde.
Well, you already have it. Broughton? Broughton.
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 Yeah.
Lorraine Broughton.
Charlize Theron is Lorraine Broughton.
There we go.
Yep.
This one, I didn't know whether to include, but I decided to throw it in anyway. Scott Pilgrim from Scott Pilgrim versus
yeah.
the World.
Wow. Ooh.
Scott Pilbro.
Scott Pilbro, played by Pilbro.
Scott
Michael
Brolin.
Brora.
Brolin.
Okay.
He's a pharmaceutical. He's from the pharmaceutical industry.
Pilgrim.
I feel like he would have to, if he was involved, you'd also have to have Ramona in there, like the two brothers.
Rabrona Flowers.
Yeah.
Ramona Flowers.
Scott yeah. Pilgrim and Bromona Flowers. That, come on, like the what's
that's
the two ones called? Like the guy
and then
the
knives
brothers.
Just,
yeah,
knives
yeah,
writes
yeah.
herself.
Similar to like Ice Climbers.
Or not knives. Never heard names about knives. I'm thinking of the wrong franchise.
No, it's knives.
It's knives? Sick. Okay, cool.
You mean
knives
the Boondock Bros?
Yeah.
yeah. Connor
so
Murphy.
They play like the Boondock Bros, but it's
yeah.
Scott Broglum Bro what was it? Scott Pilbrow?
Scott Pilbrow. And Rabrona Flowers.
Rabrona Flowers. There it is. All right. Next up, we have Yushu Lien from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Wow.
Michelle Yeoh's character.
I think it would just be called Broaching Tiger.
Broaching Tiger, just after the movie?
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. Yeah. Good reference, man.
Yeah,
good,
of course.
Good call. Good call.
I'm talking about our generation's best films. I was like 4 when this movie came out, something like that, but still our generation, kind of. Next up, we have Komaram Beam from RRR.
Oh my god.
He's the good guy of the story. Not the one with the British government, the other one.
Of course.
Komaram Beam? No.
What's his name again?
Komaram Beam.
Komaram Brome. It would just be it.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. All right. Next we have Evelyn Kwan Wang from Everything Ever All at Once.
Wow.
Evelyn Kwan Bro Wang.
Evelyn Bro Wang.
I love Evelyn Bro Wang.
That's it.
Oh my gosh.
Vine Boom.
That's what we're going with?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, next we have Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible.
Ooh.
Tom Cruise's character.
Ethan Brunt?
That's why I was like Ethan
Brothen.
Brothen Hunt
from Mission Imbrosable.
Is Tom Cruise in this game?
No.
I don't think so.
Wild.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I know. He's more of a modern action movie.
He just has to be better.
Sorry, get older?
He just has to be
Get older and also get taller.
Be a broder.
He ain't a bro.
He ain't a bro.
I think
Maverick is the biggest bro there is.
No. He doesn't do a lot of action stuff, man. He flies a plane.
He has the attitude of an action hero.
Sure, but
I was thinking about
anything.
Including him. But then I thought of what Jared said.
Yeah,
right.
It's not like an actual
doesn't have a
action
gun.
Character.
we see him play volleyball shirtless. That's the most bro you can get. No, it's volleyball.
I thought it was football.
Volleyball at the beach?
Yeah.
They play football at the beach, at least in the second one. I don't remember what sport they're playing in the first one.
Gotcha.
It could be there a beach scene in the first one, too?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. What a movie.
There's nothing more American than that.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Beach sports.
This one is crazy. We have Caesar from Planet of the Apes.
Wow.
So, Planet of the Bros.
Planet of the Brapes.
Don't like that one. Don't like that one.
I think it would just be Brozer.
Brozer? Nah, Brozer. That's just like a cop on
Bowser,
yeah.
No, it would
Caesar?
Be with a
Caesar
as in
Caesar the
Seer. Brozer.
Caesar bro? No.
Does he have like
I think Brozer works best here.
Yeah.
But that still sounds like Bowser.
Yeah, but
let's have Bowser in the game. Brozer.
I feel like you don't
Bam.
Have too much of a choice.
That's
doesn't
hard.
Really have much with his name.
He doesn't go by another name?
He doesn't have a last name because he's a monkey, dog.
Planet of the Bropes? Planet of the Bros.
That feels worse than what you said the first time.
Planet of the Bros?
Planet of the Bros.
Planet of the Bros.
Planet of the Bros.
There we go.
Did I not say that?
You said
I said that,
sorry.
Bro. You said
bro,
grapes.
You're taking credit for a woman? That's
Come
the most
on,
masculine
bro.
Thing you've ever done.
Yeah, bro.
Damn right.
Yeah! What was that?
That's an eagle flying over.
I'm glad you're not doing the sound
Every
effects.
Time there's an eagle noise, can you do that sound?
Every third eagle noise needs to be that one.
I thought that was you, like, jumping up for, like, a high five, like a bromum, or, like, fist bump, not your impression of an eagle.
Is that not what eagles sound like?
What?
No.
We have three more. I'm gonna let Tatum take this one.
Whoa.
Katniss Evergreen from Hunger Games.
Katniss Everbro.
There it is.
Katniss Everbro.
What about Bronus?
Bronus Evergreen. I feel like the first part of her name's what's iconic, though, so you have to go with, like, Katniss Everbro. Like, you can throw in bro also at the end. You know,
Everbro
with her cross-
also is really
Everbro
good.
Sounds good.
Tons of bro and arrow.
Oh, my gosh. Dominic Toretto from the Fast series.
Let's go. I'm surprised
Bromic
he's not already
Toretto?
In
Toretto?
Yes.
Dominic the Bromley.
Family.
Dominic Wait, Broretto.
Instead
Broretto.
Of family, just bros.
Bromley.
Bros.
Oh my gosh. All right, so are we going with Bromic Toretto or Dominic
do,
Broretto?
I like Broretto.
You can do Dominic Terebro. Never mind, that sounds silly.
Yeah.
I like the second one.
Okay. Yeah. Dominic Broretto.
Yeah.
And lastly, we have Logan from Logan.
Brogan?
Brovaline.
Broverine?
Broverine.
Broverine. I like Brogan.
Brogan.
Because that goes with the O sound. Brogan.
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 Brogan the Broverine.
Yeah.
The Broverine.
We'll mix two.
Perfect. All right. And then to finish up this game, the character that stood out most to you, I want you guys to decide their special move. Every character has a special ability, limited ammo for that special ability. So this is something people can only use 1 to 5 times a level. I feel like you should take Katniss Everbro.
Yeah, Katniss Everbro.
Joe?
I'm going to go and take Caesar from Planet of the Apes because I think it would be really funny if he, like, did a special and a bunch of monkeys came and just, like a sea, like a tsunami, like a wave of monkeys just came in, eliminated all of the enemies.
They got AKs going around shooting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But they weren't shooting. No, they're not shooting at the people. They're shooting in the air.
Oh,
because
yeah,
what's
yeah,
more
yeah.
American than wasting ammunition?
Mm. True.
I like the idea of like Katniss Everbro. Like she goes to shoot an arrow, and then it like turns into an eagle. And do you know it, before football games how they have the three jets going over? Like as it goes over, the three jets go boom in red, white, and blue. Then the eagle just attacks whatever it is she's.
Is it an eagle or should it be a mockingbird? Mockingjay.
Yeah, but an eagle's more American.
That's true.
An eagle and a mockingbird.
It's both.
It's
There's
a
just
mix.
A bunch of them. It's a whole
it's a
horde. It's a flock of birds with private jets going meow in red, white, and blue over top.
Perfect. I was thinking of going with Scott Pilgrim, and I was thinking of his special just being like he summons a stage, and all of the terrorists or aliens, whatever's in like an immediate vicinity, are forced to dance. So any players you have in co-op are able to just mow them down while they're dancing. But if you have no co-op players, then at the end, everybody who's dancing just blows up.
Wow.
Dude, Rebrona Flowers and the Six Evil Bros. Battle of the Bros.
All right, Jared, any character you wanted to take from here?
So I think Baby, it's just like a car. Just
the car summonable?
Yeah.
What if
you
can
drive the car? There is Tank Bro in the game.
Tank Bro!
Yeah. Yep.
Sick.
Yeah. She summons a tank.
And it's like different kinds of cars too. Like since there's a bunch of like different pop culture stuff, different cars from pop culture, action movies, like Knight Rider, the Batmobile, you know what I mean? The AT van.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's my game.
I love it. Oh my God.
I really like that.
Something I thought of when I was going through the game, the music of this game. I wanted to real quickly show you guys the victory music. So at the end of every level, you kill a version of Satan, he disapparates, and then you hop on a helicopter and this plays. While this is playing, it shows you every single person you've killed.
I love that.
And how you've killed them.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
That's hilarious.
So there's just in rapid succession, a bunch of little goons either just falling because they got hit by a bullet. Anybody you've shot so many times, they blew up into chunks, blows up into chunks in this thing. Anybody you've exploded blows up in this thing. So you just have this like list of bodies. A few of them fall down, one blows up in red. A few of them fall down, one blows up. And it just keeps going throughout the whole thing until you finally get to any heavy weapons terrorists that you killed just like stand out because they're like twice the size and they just like bleh, fall over.
I don't know why. I think that's awesome the way it shows off what you did and how you killed all these folks, but for some reason that reminds me of Banjo and Kazooie when you miss boxes and they just fall on your head. But it's like the opposite.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Crash Bandicoot. And, but instead of it's terrorists that fall on you because you missed. You forgot to kill these ones. Try again.
Crash Bandicoot punishes you for not doing enough. Broforce rewards you for doing as much as you can.
Right.
Oh my gosh. There's also, I wanted to highlight very early on in the game, there's a little cutscene that happens. When you get to a certain point, you're walking, and then it forces you to pause, and the camera pans over to this building where there's two terrorists. One of them's a suicide bomber, and then a cutscene starts happening.
Oh, I remember this one.
This cutscene happens. And you watch this little baby terrorist be born. He's already wearing his balaclava, already has a suicide vest on him as a baby. He then goes to school and studies and plays soccer, gets into military school where they start training him how to be
his
the best suicide bomber he can ever be. And then finally gets to the moment where it shows that you and your characters are approaching, and he tells his friend to stay back and that he's got it. And it cuts back to the game, and the guy just goes, ah, runs forward and blows up.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And that's it. That's his, that's that
poor guy.
Tiny guy's whole arc.
Poor guy. Poor suicide bomber.
Honestly, I think he did his people proud.
What a life of crime does to you. He didn't. He should have chose not to be born a terrorist.
Wild.
Oh my gosh.
Best out of context Joey quote.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, okay, you can't use it against me because I did it in the Bro Wars, so you know I'm kidding.
Bro Wars. The Bro-ice. Divorce, but the Bro.
This might be the clip of the episode.
So, like, that attitude that a lot of these machismo movies have are the nameless goon you'd gun down isn't a person. He was just an obstacle. And I like that Broforce took a time to humanize NPC number like 1,002.
It's humanizing
them. And then immediately dehumanizes them.
Well, it's like humanizing them, but in like the most awful way, where it's implying that terrorists are just born and raised terrorists.
Yeah.
They go to terrorist school.
It was wild. That's the attitude a lot of these movies have. Like, there is no nuance to any situation.
It's also the most American mindset to be yes, they're terrorists since the beginning.
Which I think is really funny because Rambo 1 is not an action movie like that. No. Rambo 1 is a very nuanced and cynical take on being a veteran in the United States. But then they decided, let's just make him an action hero for Rambo 2.
Same thing with Amanda Ripley.
Right, right. Yeah. She's not an action hero. She just survived.
Until
she decided.
These games are so chaotic. There's so much more to like get to. If you're playing on PC, there's an entire like workshop area where people have made their own levels to share. And majority of them are awful, but you get some amazing standouts. I found one where you only play as Bruce Lee,
right?
And the level is built for you to use his special. His special, how it works, is that time slows, and every punch you give keeps time frozen. So as long as you have a sequence of people you're punching, you get to just keep going through the slow-mo.
That's
this guy amazing. Built the level. Some random dude who just decided for fun to make a level for this game built the level so that you use this ability and you go through the entire level just frozen
so
in time
sick.
That's
punching.
Really cool.
And the moment that you miss the combo, the entire level blows up.
Don't you mean bros up?
Tatum, I think you'll love to know that Ash is in this game as Ash Broliums.
Oh my god.
He has a chainsaw and a shotgun.
Yeah.
He's one of the ones with
his
two abilities.
His stick, his bro stick. Oh my god, that's wild.
The
Thank
chainsaw
goodness.
Deflects bullets, and when you get close to someone, they get scared and try to run away.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's wild. I love that. So I like that they included him as an action hero when like the Evil Dead franchise like isn't like any of these other movies.
Nope.
Have you seen Heart of Darkness or whatever? No.
Army of Darkness?
Army of Darkness. That's an
action movie. Yeah, but not like America. It's like medieval times.
I mean, a lot of these movies aren't like the America.
That's fair.
Like, what is it? Military complex character thing.
Like Men in Black?
But you can make it work. Yeah, there's Bro in Black. Fair. There's Predator from Alien vs. Predator. Like, these guys these guys aren't the too fitting for the style, but since the movies came out in that time and have that same nostalgia, it works.
Yeah. What? Can I ask, do you know what Ash Broliums special
Ash Broliums.
Is?
It's the chainsaw.
Oh, it's just the chainsaw? Yeah. The handsaw comes out?
Indiana Brones. Like, I want to ask everybody, like, their favorite bro.
Mine is Snake Broskin.
Well, the Mr. T bro is broken, literally.
Yeah.
Because the flamethrower is way too overpowered.
Until they're far away from
Until they're far away.
Yeah.
B.A. Baracus.
The most broken one is Tank Bro, 100%. Right. You just summon a tank and you're just invincible. As long as you get ammo, the tank still has, like, gas.
I think the Brode from Kill Bill is really funny.
I wanted to bring it up. I recently watched all the Kill Bills. And that was before playing this game. And then once I saw that that's an unlockable character, I was like, yo, they got some like deep picks.
The
that,
death
that
punch
was awesome.
Is such a funny move.
Yeah.
Because you go and you fly forward and you hit them with a punch. It doesn't do anything to them for like a second and a half. And then they just blow up. Oh my gosh.
I absolutely love Bro in Black. He's very OP.
It's like the tiny little gun.
Yeah.
And then it's like just like the first movie. It's like tiny little gun. What am I supposed to do with this thing? And then he actually uses it, flips a fucking car. In this game, literally, the gun is so strong, he can't stay on the ground while he's shooting it. It tosses him in the air. You can also use that to get to higher places. True. The tech in this game that I talk about, there's skips you can do in multiple levels where you use his blast to jump higher than you're normally able to get to a part that you wouldn't be able to.
Or use the Brominator's like chainsaw to really like fly across the level.
Oh, the minigun?
Yeah.
Yeah. The minigun's so strong that it pushes you backwards. So if you just face the other way and shoot, you move faster than you could otherwise. Yeah. And then you just rock it using a minigun.
That's funny.
So, okay. I know we made the bit of like, what if we make Broforce, but for our generation? And, like, for the most part, these action movies that are super-duper masculine are a thing of the past. Sure, you have your Fast and the Furious movies going on still, but they're less about Dom being the one guy, and they're more about cooperation now. Do you think there's still a place for all of this machismo energy that this game parodies so much, like there isn't, like, say, Die Hard or whatever. Yeah.
Hell no.
And I'll start this with our expert on masculinity.
Me?
Yeah. How do you feel, like, ostracized by all these super hyper masculine, like, medias?
I mean, I didn't grow up in a generation where they were as prominent as they were in, like, the 70s, 80s, 90s. So it's like, I think if I did, I would maybe feel that way. But I grew up in a generation where a lot of the times it's parodied. Like, I grew up on, like, Super Fast, parodying, like, the Fast and the Furious. Like, I grew up in that era. So I don't necessarily feel that way. I think there's still some, I think it has its audience. It definitely does. But that audience is a lot smaller than it used to be, because we have so many other genres and other movies coming out. But I think the parody of it is hilarious and super duper funny. And I would kill to see more parody movies like Super Fast, where it's parodying that genre, but in a movie format. I really like those, but also I'm just literally a girl. So of course I like those. I'm not the target audience for Die Hard or anything.
A Die Hard parody would be phenomenal.
I think it would be hilarious.
Doesn't that exist?
I think, like, it has the audience, but the audience is a lot smaller. And I didn't grow up on those movies. Like, I didn't grow up on A-Team or anything like that, you know?
There's a musical parody called Yippie Kaye, the musical.
That's hilarious.
For Die Hard?
For Die Hard.
That is so funny.
That's really good.
But I think there's no place in the world now for super masculine machismo stuff because, you know, we're in 2023, 2024. I think wokeness, that's the reason. And I'm not complaining about it.
It's the woke agenda.
I don't give a fuck about, but I'm just saying, like, have a movie that's basically Broforce personified, right, into an actual flick where, like, you know, everybody's racist, it's all, you know, the American way, whatever. Unless it's satire, it's going to be very problematic.
Isn't that kind of Expendables?
Oh my God!
Oh, is it?
It's fallen off so hard.
There you go.
There's like three penis jokes within the trailer that you see like in the movies when you're just trying to see. I'm just trying to see the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Come on!
I don't want to see Expendables 4.
Wait, but at the same time, aren't these movies? I feel like this genre has sort of morphed its way into the superhero genre.
Oh, that's a good point.
I think it's changed and evolved to be more caterable to the audience of this generation. And I think it's evolved more into superhero movies. Because if you think about superhero movies like Blue Beetle and stuff, like, primarily it's super strong men. We have Captain America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's the most bro thing I can think of. And then you have, like, the bros teaming up to fight these bad guys, and there's explosions everywhere. And
Civil War is just a big old bro fight.
Yeah. There are a lot of penis jokes. Yeah. Like, I feel like they've kind of evolved a little bit.
Yeah, okay. You think that masculinity, the masculine energy sort of evolved into a more, I guess, family-friendly, digestible package.
Yeah, more marketable format, for sure. Less offensive, for sure. A little bit. But yeah, I think it's just kind of evolved. Because if you think about the people that would like those movies, like, I feel like it's kind of translated. Like, it's the same, I don't know if it's the same target audience. Maybe. I can think of a lot of middle-aged dads that would enjoy those movies that would also enjoy Marvel.
Well, yeah, for sure, because they probably grew up reading the comics and all that stuff and seeing all these other things, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I totally agree. I totally agree that there's some form of transformation there that's underlying within these movies, for sure.
Yeah.
I did want to highlight, because you mentioned, or I mentioned Expendables, but then we talked a bit about that. If you're looking to play Broforce but don't have any money to play Broforce, they did also release a really short version of their game called the Expendabros, which takes the Expendables characters and turns, and it's basically the same game. So that is always an option for anybody who's looking to play that. So a little short version of the game runs, you'll play it for like an hour to 3 hours, very short runtime.
Yeah.
But that's always an option should you want to play this.
As of recording, it's on Game Pass.
Expendabros as well?
I'm sorry, no, Broforce.
Broforce, yeah, that's another way you can get into it.
That's how I've been playing.
The game's $15 anyway, and it's made by Devolver Digital, which is a really good studio for supporting smaller, small-ish developers.
Indie games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Highly, highly recommend. And to finish it out with just like one little piece of the game that I find really great. So this new update that they did to add their last little patch of content introduced some new characters, introduced some new levels, but they also introduced these little hidden levels where you play as Indiana Brones.
Yeah.
And you dive into temples to open these ancient secret boxes. These ancient secret boxes reveal moves that will help you in the rest of the levels, unlockable abilities based off of your character flexing. So you have a flex that makes you get a double jump. You have a flex that makes you immune to damage. You have a flex that allows you to teleport. And you have a flex that shoots bullets from your body. And the literally, it is just you press the flex button, which is always there at all times. At any point in the game that you want to flex, you can. And you do the flex and it activates this ability. I found it to be the most perfect like way to show off the game, to just add more of this insanely silly machismo energy.
Right.
All the unlock screens for these are literally just them, like one's them flexing with bullets coming out of his body. The teleport one is Rambo crouched. I don't know what it's a reference to, but he's like, he's in this sort of like
okay.
Does he go prone?
We're gonna narrate right now. Okay, so he's standing.
So he's
he crouches
there like this.
Yeah.
Naked, and there's like energy around him. I know it's a reference.
Oh, it's Terminator, bro.
It's either Terminator.
It's
or
Terminator
like the
when they time travel. When the Terminators time travel, they have to be naked and they're like sitting down with that energy.
That's
field.
What it is then.
So is Rambo doing that?
Yeah.
That's funny because Arnold's. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And like just the silliness of this game, man. Yeah. It's so good. You can high five people to get slow mo.
Yeah. Forgot that was the thing.
Yeah. I wanted to do this episode one because I love this game and I think everybody should play it. Two, I think this is one of the best games I've ever played to enjoy with other people, which we talk about a lot of games on the show, but rarely do we get party games. And when we it's hard to find good party games today, too. Or not that it's hard to find good party games. Party games seem to be all blending into the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
This game is you share a screen, you can use a bunch of controllers on the same device. It's built for you to play with your friends, which is something I don't see a lot in games anymore. Mm-hmm. Even for the time that the game came out, that was already kind of phasing out. So that's like the last thing I want to highlight with this game is just how good it is to play with other people. I have so many memories of just me and my brother sitting on the couch for hours playing this game. One of the first things we did when I moved in with him was play this game for a few hours. It's amazing.
I think that's a good point. The only thing I want to talk about is that I played it solo, and I think I would enjoy it more co-op with somebody else, like online or on the couch, right? It's definitely a good co-op buddy platform shooter, but playing it solo, I only played like for the first 10 levels or so, which seeing a lot of the game, which is like what, two, three hours in, that's almost like half the game. I felt like the first hour could have been enough for me. Like the only reason why I kept going, the only thing that motivated me is seeing like what other characters there are in the game, like what other references and stuff like that. But you know, for me, like the first hour, I'm like, I just played a few stages and I'm like, okay, is this rinse and repeat, just different scenarios, different whatever. So
yeah, it's like any other puzzle platformer. The gameplay is mostly the same, but they introduce new puzzle aspects for you to try to figure out or ram your head against.
I think it's cool. It's a cool idea that we talked about, like what other action movies from our generation could be broified. But I also want to like open up to like other video game characters,
like Broey Price from Growth is Strange.
Yeah,
looking through our old episodes. Yeah. We can get Bro Jack Horseman,
Tomb Raider,
Freddy Fazbro.
I literally was
let's see,
Captain Bros,
Cowboy Brobop. You got here, Harry Broder.
Harry Broder.
What's the name?
Harry Potter would actually be a pretty good one.
Yeah, right.
A magic, you know. A Bronic the Hedgehog. Cal Brostis from Jedi Survivor, Fallen Order. Brolian.
You can have like Mario Bros with Luigi and Mario as a two.
That. It wrote itself.
Right?
The Broman Show from the Truman Show.
The Broman Show.
Mario and Luigi, they don't have guns. You just literally
fireballs.
Hop on the terrorist.
Oh, that too.
And you can,
okay,
you
I think
Goomba
it'd be really
them.
Funny if Mario just like pulled out a machine gun.
Tommy gun?
Yahoo!
Like, I mean, he has guns in the Rayman Rabbits crossover game.
Really?
Yeah.
Kirby Kerbro. Lin-Manuel Bromanda.
Just music.
Gun
Rob Bro Williams.
Wild.
Rob Bro Williams.
Robin Williams.
Brody White.
Why?
Go check out our past episodes.
Yeah, right.
Brody Fazbear.
We should re-record them as like super masculine. I really look up to Betty White.
Yep. Jeff Goldblum's in the game as the fly.
Interesting one. That's
right?
An interesting choice.
Yeah, Brundle.
Yeah, he's the like last character you unlock, and he is weird for the cast.
Well, yeah.
He can crawl on roofs, he can fly, he spits acid.
Real.
Tommy Brozo? Bromi Wiseau? No? From the broom?
From the broom.
Oh my god.
He throws footballs?
Right, that's the finishing move.
That's
I did not
so
hit
funny.
Her.
I did not hit her.
Braft Punk. Daft Brunk Bros.
Daft
Bro Punk.
Brunk.
Bro Punk.
Bro Punk.
Brunk sounds so disgusting.
Daft Brunk.
Broby.
What?
Broby from Bobby.
Barbie.
Broby.
Broby.
You literally. No. Barbie just
that's
gone.
Like,
that's the whole meaning of
that's
it.
The parallel ending where Ken won. Ken got his way.
The patriarchy won.
The patriarchy ending. The bad ending.
If Ken wins, then the next movie for Barbie is Broforce.
Yep. And everybody would ride horses. Because that's what it's all about.
That was a horse that time.
That was a horse. Oh my god. Jared, get us out of here.
All right, that's all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on another episode here on Razzle Dazzle. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Razzle Dazzle Show and on TikTok at Razzle_Dazzle_Show. Be sure to tune in every Thursday on the Eagle Radio Live 365 app where we are live from 12 to 1. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Broast face from Scream.
Oh my god.
I thought you were doing Scarface. Dude, Broast Scarface. Face. That would be a good character.
I mean,
actually.
Would his special just be cocaine?
Al Brochino.
They don't call Machete Danny Trey, bro.
Yeah, but like, dude, what are you going to do? Broface? Scarbro? Scarbrace?
Broface.
Scarbro.
Barack Obama.
Bro-bama.